in studio with me live and in person, two amazing individuals who have lived the 60s music scene. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Jeff Jarvinen, and originally from Duluth, living just outside of Duluth now. And Michelle, it's great to be here. Really.
Yes, welcome, welcome. Thanks for starting your morning off with KTWH. And who is this other fine gentleman sitting here?
Well, I'm Tom Johnson. I grew up outside of Superior in Lake Nebagamon, Wisconsin, hooked up with the 60s bands that played in our village auditorium every Saturday night during the summer, and that's what set me down the trail of living the 60s. As I like to say, I live Eminem's music and muscle cars.
There you go. Yeah, that's a whole nother topic, muscle cars.
One thing, too, we want to say about Tom, and he didn't say it, but I'll say it, but Tom was the drummer for probably the most well-known, popular, local and touring opening act for all the great country stars, a group called the Chaparrales, and they made their home base in Superior, Wisconsin, at one of the popular establishments there. And tell you what, top-notch, just high-end country music.
That's amazing. So we're not just talking rock and roll. And both of you guys are musicians. Tom, you play the drums.
I play the drums. I strum a little guitar. And my mother started me out on the piano, actually, when I was a mere waif.
Oh, that's awesome. And Jeff, you play?
Well, actually, I did play drums all the way through school and then just right out of high school. But things changed and I went into service and that whole story. But when I got out of the service, I hung around with the guys in the area that were all my good friends were musicians.
Okay.
So I worked with them and I roadied with them a little bit, but I took a lot of pictures. I did a lot of publicity. And since that time, I have morphed it into more of a historian, producer, that kind of thing. And Tom, we've made a connection because he helped me with our Duluth Rocked Showcase Records series that we put together, four compilation CDs. Listeners are going to hear some of that music sometime during this program, I'm sure. We'll talk about that later. Like I said, Tom's been in the literal vinyl end of the business, and that's where we are today.
Yes, and that's why I was so excited. I've been talking to you guys for months, and the wealth of information and stories that you both have, that I wanted to capture this as oral history, because you guys were in the trenches and still continue to keep all of the history alive musically from Duluth and the North Shore. So what story do we start with?
Well, we probably start with our formative years of listening to WEBC radio and WAKX in our area, the days of the personality disc jockeys like Dr. Don Rose, Jimmy Reed, Dak Hammer. WAKX ended up being owned by Lou Lotto as a promoter that brought the Winter Dance Party legendary into the Duluth Armory. Of course, the Buddy Holly story is so well known. But those are the days before oldie stations. It was occurring as it was to the day. And for somebody like me that got into music so deeply listening to the radio, if you liked a song, you bought the record because there wasn't oldie stations. You might hear a real big name like an Elvis Presley or a Buddy Holly along the way. But if they were a one-hit wonder or, you know, one or two songs, you bought the record and you didn't hear them again then. And that, I started out then kind of as a record collector. But for me, February 9th, 1964, probably most of our mothers, our families had the Ed Sullivan Show tuned in, and that's when the Beatles walked out on stage in this country, and that was it. You know, the heel of my hand went against my forehead, and I said, oh, man, this has just got to be the coolest thing. And shows like that that did so much for us watching it in our younger years, our formative years, as well as looking at the name brands on the instruments they played that did more to sell drum sets for Ludwig Drum Company or George Harrison's Gretsch guitar and Paul McCartney's bass. Hofner was the name made in Germany. But those were the days for for us in the 60s, for sure.
And Jeff is nodding his head.
Yep. Well, I would have to reiterate that same exact story, because that time on Ed Sullivan, it wasn't just us kids in the family. The whole family was there watching. Of course, everybody watched Ed Sullivan, but that was the start. And we talked about this, Tom and I, recently. I have with some other friends, but the Beatles did more to sell Ludwig drums, and any drums actually, and guitars and amps than the business had ever seen. I mean, some of those companies owe their livelihood and name today to the Beatles.
That is one angle of it I have never, ever thought of, is that there it's being televised and millions of people are rocking out to the Beatles. And if you like what you're hearing, you're going to want to get that guitar that he's playing or that drum set. I never, ever thought of that angle.
Oh, my goodness. And move on a year to when the folk rock came in, like the Byrds, the 12-string guitar that Rickenbacker made, that just sold an unnamed amount of guitars for the Rickenbacker.
That's so crazy. And speaking of the Bird, not the band, but the song that everybody's heard about the Bird, you turned me on to that book and all the amazing artists from Minnesota that you don't even realize were big names and are celebrated and reiterated over and over, and they came from Minnesota. So who are some of your faves?
Well, the Minnesota bands, to me, when you're as deep into the music as I am, you know, somebody says,
question.
Well, you know, like, what's your favorite band? Well, you know, I can
one?
Maybe say, well, here's my 10 favorite.
Okay.
What's your favorite song?
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved the Underbeats. They did a song called Foot Stompin' that I just loved. The Jesters from Mankato, they did a song called Run, Run, Run. And I think it almost could be released today because it had all the elements. It had the guitar hook that starts the song on, the right production, the right lyrics, just those songs like that. Of course, the Trashmen. I mean, what can you say that opened the door for that type of sound? The band members that have since become friends of Jeff and I also. But I'd just like to add that book, Everybody's Heard About the Bird, written and compiled by Rick Chefchik, who was from up in the Duluth area, was the entertainment writer for the News Tribune for a long time, and then ended up down in Minneapolis, a bigger market, doing that. But we got to thank people like that have the interest enough to put those memories together, mm-hmm. because they're fading on us, and we're not all in our 20s and 30s anymore. So we do what we can, those of us that care that much, to mm-hmm. keep it alive.
Well, here's a little sidebar to the Trashmen. I was at home just a couple weeks ago watching TV late night, and it was the movie, war movie, Full Metal Jacket, about
mm-hmm.
Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't strike me, but all of a sudden, we're halfway through the movie, and the Trashmen Bird comes along, and of course they're playing this in the background as the helicopters are going by and the guys are moving around. But they played just about the entire song in that movie, and it was like, oh man, I forgot about this. This is so cool. But that was part of what made that movie great. And mm-hmm. of course the Trashmen, they did well by that tune.
Right? Yep. Yeah. Now, did you guys ever meet any of the band members you said that you have?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I was a co-owner of the Vinyl Cave Record Store in Superior, and Jeff and I were kind of hooked up at that time. But Jeff put together, two monumental...
An anniversary is what it was.
On our second one, Jeff contacted more regional band members of everybody we could, and we just had a store full of local band members that came in that time. And then a year or two later, we had Tony Andreessen, founding member of the Trashmen, lead guitar, and just a tremendous person. And Rick Colburn from the Titans in this area. Bill Belinsky from the legendary band up in Ely, the Electras.
And, Junior Thompson from the DeVilles.
But one of the culminations there was a guitar jam session with Bill Belinsky and Rick Colburn and Tony Andreessen. And luckily, we do have it saved somewhere on a disc here or there.
I was going to say, that's got to be captured, yeah.
The local, I'm not sure if it was a radio, but we had a TV, Channel 6, Dave Anderson came in and
did
a little piece on that that made the television, which is...
And how far back are we talking? When was this?
It might have been 2009, maybe, with the Tony. We opened the store in 2007.
Well, it had to be 9 or 10.
Yeah. Right. One with our regional band members was our second year, so that would have been 2008. My partner and I were doing this as a, well, we bought out the contents of a long-standing record store in Duluth, Young at Heart. And we thought, well, you know, we can just sort things out and have a nice sale and then kind of be done. But it went on from there. And anyway, so...
That is actually a great sidebar story because Sacred Heart Records was in Duluth in two or three locations downtown Duluth. That was there for many, many years, run by one single guy. But everybody went and bought a 45, and back in the day when 45s were 45 cents or 50 cents or whatever, but it was just a constant flow of people, and that's where you, if you wanted to learn a song, you really went down and you bought the 45. You went home and played it on your hi-fi, okay? And you played it until you wore the grooves out, and hopefully your band could pick it up. And that's what we want. The other thing I wanted to mention, too, is part of this great history, and of course, your listeners in this area know this real well because it's synonymous with all of us boomers, so to speak. But and we relate it back to maybe the Beatles' time or just before the Beatles' time. But everybody had we called it a garage band or a basement band because your parents, other than a few, didn't want you setting up your stuff in the living room. And you either were relegated to the basement where they kind of would hope they didn't hear you or put you in the garage where they know they wouldn't hear you. And that's what all of us did.
There's so much focus on how important albums and radio were at that time and that you guys were playing music young and that there was just a thing that people did getting together and trying to replicate that beautiful music that you were hearing. And it was cutting edge. Like you said, there wasn't oldies stations because this was new, hot off the track stuff.
Yeah, I could just add when you use the term garage bands, for a fair amount of time, the Minnesota History Museum down in St. Paul had a display. They made kind of a fake garage door entry area with it up and open and an original Trashman drum set on display there with some other guitars and things to bolster the feel of it. It's probably moved on. I haven't been there for a few years now. Of course, they don't leave displays up forever, but it was a great... they had one area for the music and like an old soda business or the grill, you know, the old place. And on the tables, they had various records. And back then, the local radio stations would put out their weekly Top 40 survey showing where the records, and back then a lot of the local records, whether in our area or Minneapolis, the records made the local radio charts down there and became pretty big. And I could even just add this, talking about radio charts and being big. 1965, the Duluth band, The Five Times, great song called Hold Me Now, for the year was the number two record on our big WEBC radio station, and the number two record on WAKX for the whole year, only superseded by Eve of Destruction.
Thanks to Tom and Jeff for coming in, and they spent over an hour with me in the production room talking all things, and the conversation just goes in so many directions, as you could tell just from that first segment. And I have a couple more to share with you. I'll be playing those throughout the rest of the summer.